God, on this Palm Sunday, we begin a journey with you as we will remember the suffering of Jesus in the last week of his earthly life.
And they wanted to honor him. They went
we
there
remember
to,
the people who praised Jesus
to anoint
the day
his body
that he came into Jerusalem.
And to pay their last respects
we joined them
to Jesus who was dead. You can imagine what it was like when they stepped near that tomb and suddenly the stone had been rolled away and they walked into that tomb with a little bit of apprehension and concern and confusion. And suddenly as they were there, these men were there and they were gleaming in white and began to have a conversation with them in a moment and say to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead?"
Now, that question is
But some of these, in Jesus' time, were led by their fear or confusion, and they turned away. Their praise changed to silence.
You see, fear is a part of life. Now, am I saying all of this to tell us to get the heck over COVID? Oh, stop being afraid, it's no big deal. No, no, no. I'm reminding us that Holy Saturday is actually a place we often find ourselves, not just in times of COVID. Mary Magdalene and Mary knew what the prophets had to say. They knew, "Do not be afraid." An angel told them, "Do not be afraid. He is not here." They saw that the stone had been rolled away. They saw the tomb was empty. They knew the words of Jeremiah, "Do not be afraid, for you are mine and I love you." They knew of a God who would go to the ends of the earth to be connected with God's people. And they were afraid. And here we are in 2020 with vaccines and penicillin and children who no longer die from blisters, and we are afraid. I heard of children going on an Easter egg hunt in their backyard with face masks on. I do not say this to mock their parents. I say this because fear is real. I know people whose hands are raw and bleeding who do not work outside their home because they are so afraid they cannot stop washing their hands. Again, I do not say this to mock them. fear is real and present with us, especially now.